This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. This is the DJV experience. Doug Steffen having our fun with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the overview of what's going on in the world. Usually can be a focus of who's making the news or who's in the news or who are people talking about. People like Chelsea Manning, who has, listen to this, filed a run for the U.S. Senate in Maryland. Remember Manning becoming a household name when she wasn't she was he?
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah, Bradley. Yeah, Bradley Manning.
That was it, Bradley Manning, yeah. So convicted for leaking classified information and then let out of jail. I didn't think you could run for office like that if you had been in jail.
With the conviction? Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
I think if you a felony, you can't.
So this isn't
but
a felony?
But it's not, I don't think so.
What is it? It's not a misdemeanor.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Does it count if her sentence was commuted by
maybe
President
not.
Obama?
Well,
so maybe that I don't
could
know.
Be why.
I think that was appropriate anyway because I don't think he should ever have gone to jail.
Yeah, because think about Joe Arpaio. Joe Arpaio was commuted by President Trump, and he's running. So that's probably exactly what it is.
And and you know what? That's
good
true,
point.
Jen, because he was convicted of a felony, too, I
right.
think, right?
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So she's running as a Democrat. Against an already incumbent Democrat named Ben Cardin. What do we know about him? Anybody care?
That he's going to be the next senator again.
Yeah, right.
That he's really excited that he's running against Chelsea Manning.
Yeah. Right. All right, let's see what we can cook up with the latest Tonya Harding rumors. The rep for her, Michael Rosenberg, has quit because he claimed that she demanded reporters agree to not ask her about her past. Huh?
Yeah, because we're so concerned about 2018 Tonya Harding. We don't want to know anything about 1994 Tonya Harding anymore.
When did this happen? I just don't understand how we've started glamorizing Tonya Harding.
No,
award shows. And,
my favorite thing over the weekend, though, was they asked Nancy Kerrigan, and she said, I'm busy living my life. I haven't seen the movie. I haven't seen any movie.
Who cares?
What I figured her response would be. I mean, what else is she going to come out and say about it? But
I watched the Tonya Harding special last night, actually.
Yeah, what did you
think
of that?
I had a DVR. I thought it was great. ABC
really?
News did a special. I thought they did a really good job.
I think it aired the first time on Friday, did it not? Isn't it Friday night?
Last week, during the week, but it started too late for me, so, you know, I had a DVR. But I thought it was really well done, and, you know, there is a part of me that does feel sorry for her after all this.
Do you buy that she didn't know and had nothing to do with it? It was all her husband, Jeff Gulley, or whatever
his
name is?
No. The interesting thing in this interview, this ABC special, I think it was called, like, the Tonya Harding True Story or something like that, but she admits in this new interview that a month before Nancy Kerrigan was attacked, she overheard Jeff Gulley and the other guy talking about, quote-unquote, taking someone out so that Tonya would be guaranteed a spot on the national team, the Olympic team. And so she claimed in this interview that she went and approached them and said, wait a minute, what are you guys talking about? I don't want to hear anything. You know, I don't want you doing anything. That's what she claims happened. And then a month later, Nancy Kerrigan was hit. So all the other people who were commenting from ABC said this is the first time she's ever actually admitted to this. And I think it's because she just slipped up. She's been keeping up this lie for all these years. And so now this was the first time she sort of admitted that she did hear something about it. So,
speaking of lies, do you remember, Jamie Lee, remember the movie True Lies, 1994, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis, a good movie. Yeah, I think James Cameron directed that, too, if I'm not mistaken. So there was a, the daughter was played by a lady named Eliza Dushku. Remember, she's all over the place. Arnold saves her from the plane. She gets taken by the bad guys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Jamie Lee Curtis knew what was going on the set. Apparently, the stunt coordinator, a guy named Joel Kramer, sexually molested her during the shooting of the movie. She was 12 at the time, and he was 36. So I can't imagine that Schwarzenegger knew about that, because he would have probably popped the guy.
But I can't imagine. Jamie Lee Curtis is no shrinking violet. I can't imagine she knew about this, and she allowed this to happen, or that she didn't say anything.
Yeah, I was surprised at that, too. Why is she coming out?
What was her response? Because I did see that earlier this morning, that she had issued some sort of response, but I didn't read what it was.
Well, she talks about what she knew and then says, quote, "It's a complicated relationship working with children as they are being asked to do adult work in an adult field surrounded by hundreds of adults who want them to perform, and yet they are still just children. I have wrestled with my roles as a mentor, a colleague, a surrogate, a friend, and each relationship is individual and unique. Are we really friends? Are we workmates? Children are not mature enough to recognize that subtle difference." So that's her philosophizing with how she got close to this guy.
I do want to correct a little bit of what you just said. Jamie Lee Curtis didn't say she knew it was happening. She said she found out about it on Facebook when this lady posted. I guess she, over the weekend, she posted on Facebook and said the film stunt coordinator groomed and abused her during the film's production.
I mistakenly said when I was putting in the present tense, right. I shouldn't have done that. You're right, Jennifer.
Yeah, so just because this stuff is very sensitive right now. So James Cameron issued a statement. He said he didn't know, and he condemned the abuse. And then Jamie Lee Curtis wrote an op-ed for the Huffington Post discussing the responsibility of adults on film sets and then saying she was shocked and saddened upon hearing about that story, too.
She said all of us must take some responsibility that the loose and relaxed camaraderie that we share with our young performers has carried with it a misguided assumption that they are adults in our adult world, capable of making adult choices. And I think that this is, like, super poignant now. Like, you know, we see all of these child actors in movies and shows, and then all of them, you know, Miley Cyrus or Lindsay Lohan or any of these people, and then they grow up and they have all of these issues. And we just kind of think, oh, that's so sad. And I think now we're really getting to the root of why all of these people go down these paths, why they start doing drugs. And I just think that there's so much abuse, and people are expected to act like adults and handle these things adults. And they're 12-year-olds, they're 8-year-olds, they're 10-year-olds.
And even though they can give good sound bites.
You'd recognize her if you saw her today, because she's still around.
She's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and anyone who has seen Bring It On, which I think is very appropriate for us, she was very big in Bring It On.
Yeah.
So
Doug loves that movie.
Yeah, I know he does. But for
so the guy was dropped by the talent agency over the weekend, the stuntman. James Cameron said, "Had I known about it, there would have been no mercy." I don't see anything from Schwarzenegger, but I can't imagine that he would have done anything up but just bopped the guy. It's just another example, not just another example, but it is another example of how these things go on, as you were just saying, both of you, in a situation where these things are not, I don't know, expected, allowed. It just is the culture of the whole thing. Go back to Judy Garland, and when she was 12 years old when they were doing The Wizard of Oz, and she was in school and having to film every day. They got her going on uppers to keep her awake and alive and spirited, and so she was addicted to drugs when she was 12 and never got away from it. Never. Her whole life was ruined. It was shaped by those drugs that she was given by the producers of the movie. Back in, what was it, 1937, 38, somewhere in there? And her whole life became the story of drugs, alcohol, and all kinds of things that happened to her because of what happened when she was a kid. How do they get away with this sort of thing, frankly? Movie people, it's just it's ugly.
And people don't say anything because they want to keep working, and that's part of the problem.
You know, speaking of that, I think there is this stuff of the whole business about Myra Sorvino. She and who were the others in that? Ashley Judd was in that group. Mm-hmm. Who else did we talked about?
Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan, that's it. Right, exactly. Myra Sorvino wrote an open letter to Woody Allen and Mia Farrow's daughter, Dylan Farrow, apologizing to her for supporting Allen in the past, even when Dylan went public with molestation charges against him. She explained that Woody Allen had never mistreated her, but when she called Dylan's brother, Ronan Farrow, to discuss what Harvey Weinstein had done to her, Ronan told her about Dylan's story. Sorvino was pointed to public documents detailing Dylan's abuse claims when she was a child. This was a press event last week. She shared that since breaking her silence about Weinstein, she's getting offers again to act. Isn't that... That's so sick. He blackmailed her. She hasn't worked for 10 years, and now because everything's public with Weinstein, she can go back to work?
Well,
what a bunch of a-holes.
Well, I think there are probably some, now that some men have been pushed aside in because of these allegations, I think that there are maybe just a few more women in charge, and she is an Oscar-winning actress.
She's a good actress.
This is guilt. It's now the attempt to overcompensate, which I'm glad. I think she's a great actress. I'm glad she's getting opportunities again, but
it's going to be a Modern Family.
It just shows you how stupid Hollywood is and how disgusting it is because they iced her out for all these years, and now they're going to guilt-hire her into all these different roles. It's gross. I'm glad that this stuff is happening right now. At first, I thought, you know what, it's a little too much. It's over the top, but if anything needed a revamp, Hollywood sure did.
Mm-hmm.
So here, speaking of gross, Harvey Weinstein and his ex-wife Georgina Chapman reached a divorce settlement worth $15 to $20 million for her. The number is larger than was expected. Figures from the prenup agreement recently made the rounds thanks to TMZ. So the numbers, $400,000 a year plus $4 million in spousal support, a housing allowance, yearly bonuses. So altogether, at first it was reported to be worth around $12 million, and then things changed. There was an encounter. Some guy named Steve punched Weinstein twice in the face in a restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona, and told him to get the hell out.
That was I saw that video. That was interesting.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The man berated Weinstein, backhanded his face while he discussed her. I don't know if they were discussing, but it was at the Camelback Mountain Resort. He is a pig. He is. He's a pig.
And you know what? Not that this matters, but it was extra gross. He's wandering around this restaurant, and he's with his supposed sober companion. I don't know how you keep someone sober from abusing women, but whatever. That's a joke to me. But so he's wandering around the restaurant. He's got this, like, disgusting, like, dirty-looking white T-shirt on.
He's a pig. He looks like he
was in his pajamas. He just looked so gross in this nice restaurant, and I guess that's just his ego. He can, you know, he still thinks that he can do anything he wants. It doesn't matter how he looks, because he's Harvey Weinstein, he can go anywhere he wants. And then this guy just went off on him and just was yelling at him about how he had abused all the women, and then Harvey Weinstein just kind of walked out of the restaurant. But it's just what a disgusting person he is. But then again, Mira Sorvino's working again, so, you know, now it's come full circle, and yeah. I don't know. It's done some good, I guess.
Yeah. Well, more people. I mean, he does look. He never shaves. He just looks like he doesn't shower. What a pig. 21 past the hour here. This is the DJV show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Music if you don't know nothing to play. A shotgun Willie sits around in his underwear, biting on a bullet and pulling out all of his hair. Shotgun Willie's got all of his family there.
How's Willie Nelson doing? Anybody know? Seen anything updated from his troubles?
Check that out.
Last week or two, he's been infirmed. So let's get into the music portion of this hour of the program, coming up on 24 After the Hour. The Country Music Hall of Fame has announced a massive outlaw country exhibit in May. They're going to, in Nashville, debut a new exhibit, Outlaws and Armadillos, Country's Roaring 70s. Wow, this is an interesting overview. Opens up on the 45th anniversary of some of the releases. Willie Nelson's Shotgun Willie goes back 45 years. Waylon Jennings' Honky Tonk Heroes does. Jerry Jeff Walker's Viva Terlingua. And Billy Joe Shaver's 05 and Dimers Like Me. The exhibit takes its name from the Armadillo World Headquarters, an Austin venue, opening May 25th, running through February 14th of 2021. This event is going to be bolstered by a companion book, a CD, and an LP, with educational courses as well about the history of country music.
This looks like a good exhibit.
Yeah, I like it.
A lot of artifacts, yeah. Visual art, film, historical footage. I'd like to see some of the old footage of those earlier concerts, man. That'd be kind of fun, actually. Ragtag bunch of ex-hippies and Nashville cast-offs. The Outlaws found commonality in the capital city of Austin, which was still years away from being known as the live music capital of the world. Nelson and Jennings, of course, going on to become the biggest icons in country music, probably. And they certainly, Willie Nelson, especially, counterculture figure. Creative control that he was given, his whole life has been counterculture. Nelson, Jennings, Bobby Bear, Jesse Coulter, David Allen Coe, Guy Clark, Townes Van Zandt all became interested in this, and they became members of the movement. The CEO of this organization, Carl Jung, said at the time, some of these things seemed unusual, even insane. Now they all seem essential to any understanding of this great American art form. I don't think we realize, most of you don't, you haven't been around perhaps as long as I have in the music world, as far as being on the radio anyway. And Willie Nelson, I never remember him not being on top, and I go back a long time. And he always has had that presence, always has been regarded, always has been just there.
When I was a kid, it was always Kenny Rogers and Willie Nelson, just the two of them together sitting at the top of country music. And even though there are a lot
Gary
of other
Jeff Walker
bigger names,
did too a lot. At the,
yeah, there are a lot of big names now that have come up, but one of those old, I mean, he's a holdout. He's a legend. People just love Willie Nelson. There's a lot of songs
character
about him, actually.
Man.
Yeah.
There sure are. He's
wasn't he, back in the 50s, wasn't he writing songs for Patsy Cline and for other people? Yeah. I saw something on the Country Music Channel about him, and I thought it was really interesting.
He's been very prolific all his life. You're right. Yep. All right, so let's move on to the movie Proud Mary from this weekend. I was talking about it earlier, how it's an interesting story, a little too violent, but Danny Glover is good in it as well. So John Fogerty taking issue with the film using his song, the 1969 hit Proud Mary. He said he wasn't consulted about using my song, and the film has nothing to do with me or my song. This is Taraji Henson is an assassin. It opened in Los Angeles this weekend. Opened wide, I think, next weekend. The movie is called, I don't know much about it other than the main character is a black woman who's an assassin. My songs are special to me and precious, so it irks me when people seek to capitalize on the...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/2018. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The hour now on the DJV experience. The D stands for Doug, the J stands for Jennifer, the V for Victoria, and credit belongs in the lap of Kara Schillen, who's at the controls. The control room is in Washington at our originating network, Radio America. Happy birthday today to Ladies Love Cool James, LL Cool J, has released a number of shirtless photos. Have you seen them, Jennifer?
I have not, but I will be Googling. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. Good-looking guy. 50 years old, Victoria.
Wow.
I'm surprised. The 5-0 mark. Yep. So, a lot of photos of him. He is a mainstay now. He's become a pretty good actor. as well as remembering a host of that show. What is it? Lip Sync. What is that show called that
Lip
he does?
Battle.
Battle, yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun show. It is a fun mm-hmm. show. And then he and his pal, what's his face, in NCIS.
Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, he's very, both of them very likable characters there. More people in the news. Missouri Governor Eric, is it Greitens? Is that how you pronounce his name?
That sounds close.
Greitens?
Yeah.
So the attorney in St. Louis investigating the governor after he admitted to having an affair before he was in office. They have different ways. Every state has a different sort of setup with state attorneys and local and court circumstances and county attorneys. So the circuit attorney for St. Louis County said she's going to look into allegations against the governor on top of a request from several lawmakers that the attorney general for the state do the same thing. He admitted he had an affair with a married woman before he was governor. So why is that something that legally needs to be
Well, it's not the affair, it's the blackmail. If he was, the woman's accusing him of blackmailing her with the nude photo. So if that's what he did.
Blindfolding her, taking nude pictures of her to use as blackmail, lovely.
Yeah. Hmm.
Another great public servant at your service and on your side. Julian Assange is now a citizen of Ecuador. He's been living in the country's embassy in London for, what, 2-3 years? How long has he been in there?
A long time.
Political asylum. Can you imagine living your whole house in those four walls, like, forever?
That and the big deal for him is going out on the balcony every day. He goes outside. That's, that would be not the life for, I think, any of us.
So he was, you see some of the pictures on Twitter of him wearing that Ecuadorian soccer jersey? So he can never leave that. So if he walks out, the British will arrest him, right? Is there somebody watching that embassy 24 hours a day?
Unless they arrange for him to be extradited, right? I mean, he's in Ecuador when he's in the walls of that embassy, and he's a citizen now, which was a big deal. So I think now, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be, he can be extradited back to Ecuador. They can arrange for that. Now, that'll be if the Brits decide to let him go.
But is there somebody watching that place 24 hours a day, or couldn't he sneak out?
Oh, I'm sure if he walks out, they'd arrest him.
Yeah. All right, people need to get a little bit of a life.
That would be a good heist movie, though, wouldn't it, if he was like in the back of a laundry truck or something?
Yeah, exactly. Mark Wahlberg, the flap back and forth about what he got paid to be in All the Money in the World. Michelle Williams didn't get anywhere near what he got. She got whatever the extras get, the flat fee SAG-AFTRA, the least amount you can get paid as an extra is $80 a day. Scale, and that's what she got paid. He got $1.5 million. So there are a lot of people who are trying to make him out to be the bad guy here. He's not the bad guy. And I'm not even sure there is a bad guy.
His agent is the same. Well, the agent, they share an agent. And the fact that the agent went to bat for Mark Wahlberg, maybe Michelle Williams should have asked for more money, but that you get a new agent. Please.
Yeah. I don't think Michelle Williams knew to ask for more money because everyone was told that no one was getting paid for reshoots and that they were going to be volunteering their time. And it turns out that the agent had already pre-negotiated that for Mark Wahlberg in his original contract, that any reshoots would be whatever it was a day. So that's kind of how it all went down. But I like Mark Wahlberg, and I understand he's trying to do a nice thing, but wouldn't Michelle Williams really like having that $1.5 million to herself instead of having it in her name to something else? She didn't make the money that she deserved.
If she cares about the movement, then it goes to the movement.
So what the ladies are talking about is this $1.5 million that Wahlberg got paid to do the reshoots is going to be donated to some charity that apparently Michelle Williams is close to. Is that the story?
It goes to Time's Up. It goes to the women's movement, the one that Eva Longoria and Reese Witherspoon are running.
Did Williams say that's what she wanted to have done with the money?
No, I think he did it. He did it.
So what's William Wahlberg did it or the agency did it? This is what's
I think Wahlberg did it.
Really?
And then the agency also threw in something else, $500,000 or whatever. They're the ones who created all this, though.
They made the mess.
Yeah, they have this. Yeah. Michelle Williams and Mark Wahlberg have the same agents. So they're the ones who created this mess, and now the agency, I think it's so stupid, and they're like, oh, well, we'll throw in $500,000 too. Because they made so much money off of Mark Wahlberg, why not?
She said over the weekend, today is not about me. My fellow actresses stood by me and stood up for me. My activist friends taught me to use my voice. And the most powerful men in charge listened and they acted. Why are men, the word men and power go together too often in this phraseology? And I think that's something that has been learned with this.
Well, I think I think she's saying that Mark Wahlberg is an incredibly powerful man, and the people from the agent, from the agency, they both acted and they listened to the complaints, they listened to everything, and then they tried to make restitution. I think she's trying to be nice about their response.
She was nominated for a Golden Globe. She was good in the movie, and the movie is a good movie. If you haven't seen the movie and it's around, it's a good movie. It's worth your time. It's a good story. It's a good movie, and the actors and characters that they portray are good. I thought it was quite a good movie, frankly. There are a lot of movies around now. I was talking about going to five of them over the weekend. I think over Christmas week I went to five.
How many did you pay for?
I paid for all of them. Thank you for asking. They're all different
theaters. It's much harder to sneak into movies with assigned seats now. It's
oh, yeah, it is, unless the movie's not that popular. But in this circumstance, here in Los Angeles, the earlier Proud Mary isn't released, I think, till this weekend. And I'm not sure that Hostiles is released wide yet either. And I don't know that Acts of Violence with Bruce Willis has been... There's a couple of significant things in the movie Acts of Violence, including Sophia Bush, who I think is starting to come into her own. She plays the female cop on Chicago PD, was a find from nowhere by Dick... what's his face?
Well, she was on One Tree Hill for a long time. So
yeah, that's what I read.
Nowhere,
yeah, that's what I read. But I'm not a fan of One Tree Hill, so I don't know anything about that. For the average, who was the audience for One Tree Hill?
It was a CW show from when was that on? Didn't Jessica Biel? Oh no, that was a different show. She was
It was Chad Michael Murray, and I don't know. It was a CW teen early 20s show, and I think it went off probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, so it's been off air for a while, but she has been an actress for a while.
Around. Yeah.
But I think now she's switching over to from TV to more movies and stuff like that. So, yeah, she will be reaching a different generation of people.
Mm. She has an appealing presence, actually. All right, last person on the list today in terms of people, Gary Lanegan, who is the commissioner of the state of New Jersey. Civil liberty folks calling on New Jersey officials to overhaul the prison system. There's a book banning policy. It seems that inmates have been prohibited from reading a best-selling book on mass incarceration. What?
Yeah.
So the commissioner of prisons, Lanegan, or the ACLU, I'm not sure who this guy works for. He asked why two prisons banned. Is this guy from the ACLU or the commissioner? Is Lanegan the commissioner? I guess he's the commissioner of the prisons. And he decided to ban the new Jim Crow, which details how the U.S. justice system disproportionately affects African-American men. Duh. What, you think you're going to read a book to figure that out? And the letter called the prohibition of a book about racial injustice grossly ironic, misguided, and harmful, given that New Jersey's prison population is disproportionately black when you look at other states. So you're from New Jersey.
I didn't know that, actually.
Really?
I didn't know that New Jersey had a more disproportionately black population of prisoners than any other state. I did not know that. That's sort of surprising, I think. But then again,
why?
Well, it's not really that surprising. At first, I was surprised, but because I thought honestly it would have been a state in the South. That's my first thought. But then looking back on it, growing up in New Jersey, there have been time and time again stories of the state troopers racially profiling, and there's been a whole lot that once I kind of thought about it more, then it made sense. So it's
unfortunate. Is the idea that everybody's looking for that the prison population should reflect the general population?
I don't know. I think it's just one of those things that, you know, however you...
Exasperating.
Because how do you know? I mean, there are people who were going to commit... criminals are criminals. I don't care what color they are. So if there's...
Well, why are they criminals is the question.
I think that's always the larger question is why are people criminals and what is going on with the systemic issues in the country? That's a better question to me than going, here's the population and it needs to closely match. The prison population needs to closely match the general population.
I don't think that's what anyone's saying.
I think the question here is why, like, a lot of black people go to jail for small misdemeanors or minor drug charges. Like, I knew a lot of people in high school and college who are white kids who smoked a lot of pot, and they're never going to go, like, they wouldn't go to jail for that, whereas I think a lot of black people have gone to jail for things
There's
like that.
There's a huge, huge problem in Newark that nobody talks about. Newark has a huge black population. Newark is not exactly among the top most prosperous places in the world, although there's a lot of business there. The airport is there. There's a big port there. Refineries are there. But there's something about Newark. There's a seedy backside to it. And I think that that's a part of what we are, you know, we're pulling this apart here. But it's a deeper story. There are more black criminals in New Jersey. Why? The question Jennifer brings up a very important part of the discussion, but then there's the deeper in Massachusetts and Illinois, and I think there's one other state, and I don't remember. I want to even say Colorado, but I'm not sure it's Colorado. Have a huge black population in prison. More so than you said, you'd expect to be in Mississippi or Alabama or Tennessee or someplace like that, where it really isn't. But the core of the issue for me isn't necessarily the racial mix, but why certain people are going to jail. There's this whole drug culture and people using drugs ought not to be in jail. People who have stolen money ought not to be in jail. People who have done things that are not violent. Violent criminals belong in jail. People who have committed atrocities or who have done things that are anti-societal ought to be put into a position where they have to pay back. There is nothing learned, nothing gained by putting people like Madoff in jail or any people who have had lighter offenses, lighter charges against them. It just doesn't make any sense. Because first of all, there's way too many people. The drug offenders, what are you putting them in jail for? What are they going to learn in jail? Their debt to society? Why do they have a debt to society? They're just screwing up themselves. If it's a drug dealer, that's a different story. You throw away the key. Rapists, murderers, drug dealers, throw away the key. Life sentences for all of them, if I were in charge. But the rest of these people that are in jail and the expense that we have, and it's just they've become breeding grounds for all kinds of contemptuous activity. So let's revisit that. 11 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You found yourself, if you have time, you should set aside the next 5 or 6 minutes for a lot of great information. Tom Kreitler is here, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which airs around the country every weekend. Tom and Leslie Segretti do a superb job, not just a good job, but a superb job at relating to people who have problems. What do we do about the plumbing? We got a leaky roof. The walls are ugly. How do we... So we're going to fix things up right after this.
I'm David Gregg, BehindTheBuy.com senior editor with my annual report of highlights from CES 2018. Immersive, high-def displays and noise-canceling headphones on the moon from Royal provides an unparalleled personal entertainment experience. It delivers wireless access to movies and content from your connected devices and a partnership with Sony Pictures Home Entertainment gets you 3 free movies with a moon purchase. Samsung's Notebook 9 Pen weighs just 2.2 pounds and features a 360-degree hinge design, easily convert from laptop to tablet. The built-in S Pen is battery-free and recognizes pressure levels for a more natural writing and drawing experience. Netgear's Nighthawk Pro Gaming Wi-Fi Router will make online gamers rejoice regardless of skill because it achieves low-lag gameplay. Nighthawk's secure software will keep you connected for the ultimate in intense online gaming and the power to win. iHome's Clock Radio with Smart Button lets you wirelessly set your alarm, add color to your streaming music, and charge your tech tools. It can also control your home's connected devices from many popular brands and stream music services with the touch of a button. Comcast will be giving home automation capabilities across its entire Xfinity services in 2018 to more than 15 million customers at no additional cost, giving every Comcast customer's home a very high IQ. Comcast Smart product compatibility already includes partnerships with hundreds of the world's leading manufacturers. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
All right, set your ears and your mind to active mode as we get into some of the questions from listeners who want Tom's help from the money pit on things going on at home. For example, listener Julie, who's in Florida, says she is in the process of building a house, having given as much thought to the heating system as the AC. So she's concerned because of the temperature. Remember, last week was in northern Florida down in the 30s. I'm wondering what the best system is. So shouldn't it be a combo AC heating system, hot air? Isn't that what everybody should have?
I think it's funny. All of our friends in the South are now paying attention to this.
Right.
They used to laugh at us.
Yes, right.
Having to deal with heat. Well, listen, if you're in Florida, you're no doubt going to be on just electric. And that doesn't give you a lot of options, Julie. But what I would suggest you look for is a high-efficiency heat pump, and that's going to give you air conditioning and heat. And then be mindful of the fact that when it does get cold with the heat pump, you want to kind of set it and forget it in terms of the thermostat, because heat pumps have a backup system that's built into it that's resistant heat, which is much more expensive to run. So if you keep the thermostat steady, it never really gets to that point. So set it when it gets warm and then just kind of leave it there. The other thing, and this is a big change, Doug, is that on the water heater side, the electric water heaters used to be your only choice, but now they have these hybrid water heaters. Mm-hmm. Rheem has one that's out now that's almost 300% more efficient than electric. And they're not terribly expensive either. So the hybrid water heaters, and that's something you're going to use year-round, will save you a lot as well. And, in fact, there are some rebates on them. They pay for themselves in about 2 or 3 years.
And that, isn't that the one you told me about I should have put in my house?
Well, I think up here we were talking about a tankless water heater that's because you have natural gas.
Right.
And I think I mentioned the Rheem model that has the recirculation built in now so that you never have to wait for cold water. Mm-hmm. I mean, for hot water. It just purges automatically. But no, in Florida, I would definitely look at the hybrid water heaters now.
All right. Sarah, who is in New York State near Cobleskill, wants to know what she should be using to caulk around the tub where the porcelain meets the tile. Is it silicone that's best or a latex that's best?
Yeah, here's the thing, Doug. If you are really accomplished with a caulk gun, you probably do want to use silicone because it's going to last longer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to use because, you know, the bead, if it gets kind of gloppy, it doesn't look so nice. So I think, for the most part, for DIYers, you should stick with acrylic latex kitchen and bath caulk that has a mildicide built into it. And what you want to do is remove all the old caulk first. If the caulk doesn't come out easily, there's sort of like a caulk softener, like a paint stripper type of product that you can apply there.
It'll
soften it. You get it out, clean it really good. Then fill the tub up with water, by the way. Trick the trade. Caulk it. Let the caulk dry. Then let the water out because that stretches the tub down. And when it comes back up, it compresses it and makes it a much tighter fit.
So do they expand and contract the heat and the cold, the water in the tub?
Yeah, well, it's the weight. It's the weight of the water that pulls that tub down, right?
All right, got it. Tom Kreidler here. Check him out.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.